Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Beis 172. This is the last Mitzvah in Parshas Tazria, Baruch Hashem. Another milestone, special Tzom Gedalia version of the Mitzvah Shir, Mitzvahs Inyin Nigei Begadim. The Mitzvah of Nigei Begadim. The Torah tells us at the end of Tazria, after going through all of the halachas of Nigei Adam, we have not only halachas of tzaras on a body, but tzaras on a beged. V'habeged kiyeh bo negat tzaras, v'beged semra, v'beged pishtim, whether it's wool, whether it's linen, o bishasi, o be'erev, whether in the horizontal rows, whether in the vertical rows, la'pishav la'tzamer, o va'or, leather, o v'chomel echazar, and if you have a v'hayenega yirak rak, o adam dam, we'll talk about the details in a couple of minutes, very green, a very red spot, different types of spots that one gets on the Beged, the Kohen looks at it, for Okon is a Nega, Viskiris, Nega, Shivas Yamim, he closes up the Nega for 7 days, we'll get to all the details, but this is the concept of Nigei Begadim. The Rambam, as we'll talk more about in a second, the Rambam counts three separate mitzvahs, Asei Doraisa. Number one, we had already, was Nigei Adam on a person, on a body. This mitzvah, which the Chinuch follows him in, Nigei Begadim, the guy spots on a clothing, and Beis Hashem, the end of Mitzora, we'll have to talk about why it's separated. Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Zayin in the Chinuch is Tumas on a bias, Tumah on a bias, Tumas Neg on a bias. Says the Chinuch, La Mitzvah Inyei Nigei Begadim, La Asos Benigei Begadim Kemishpata Kazav Aparsha, to act. It's not a mitzvah to get tzaras, but it's a mitzvah when there is a nega bias to act in the way that the Torah prescribes, to act in Nigei Begadim according to the laws that the Torah say. Shene'emar v'habeged kiyeh bo nega. The beggar that is a nega should follow this process, which hopefully we'll talk about. All the halachas of tzaras begadim are included. It's vaday tameh. You have to scrub it out. You have to cut it off. All different halachas of tzaras begadim. Eich yutumu ve'eich lo yutumu. When is it tamei? When is it not tamei? Umamehem tzara hezger. What needs to be just closed off for a week? O kriya, or ripped out? O sreifa, or burned? Verachitza v'tara, or washed off? Fine. So as I mentioned, the Rambam counts three separate mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs for all these mitzvahs. And the question is, that the Mitzvah HaMelech asks is, why does the Rambam count three separate mitzvahs? The Rambam himself, in Shoresh Zayin of the Shrashim, right, we know the 14 introductory rules for what do you count for mitzvahs. The Rambam there in Shoresh Zayin says, you don't count dikduke mitzvahs. We don't count details of mitzvahs. HaShoresh Zayin Shein Roy Limno, separately. Shein Roy Limno dikduke mitzvahs. Da, ki ha-mitzvah ha-achas mishpat echan mekubal, v'yishchayvu me'osa ha-akdama, tzivuyin, v'azharas rabos heim dini ha-mitzvah. Many times you could have many halachos of mitzvahs. Yibam and chalitza. There are so many details of yibam and chalitza. When do you do yibam, when do you do chalitza, when do you do neither, when do you wait with. How many mitzvahs do you count? One yibam, one chalitza. You count it as one mitzvah. You don't count every case and every detail and every time you have to bring a carbon all over yored, he says. You don't count them all separately. And says the Rambam, all the halachos of tzara'as aren't counted separately. I'll find you the line. Says the Rambam, u'ba'avur shenela mizulaseinu ha-shoresh hazeh b'mitzvah tzara'as, right? Since those who don't hold like us, he's usually referring to the Bahag. Those who don't hold like us made a mistake, and they counted 11 mitzvos of tzaras. V'lo yada ki heim mitzvah achas. V'shekoma shenizkar bakasuv amnam hu diktuk v'tnai. Ubi ur zeh shehu hora lanu tzaras adam yitamenu. You're going to count going out of the machane as one, and ripping his clothing as another one, and sitting by himself as another one. No! All of these are details, and you count it as one mitzvah. V'yizchayev lo mashi yizchayev litzmeyem. Meherchek mikdash v'kadashev v'latis chus lamachane. V'anachnu lo neida eza tzaras titame v'eza lo titame. The Torah describes it, but it shouldn't be counted as separate mitzvahs. That's the Rambam himself in Shoresh Zayin. Asks the mitzvahs HaMelech, if that's true, so why does the Rambam himself count three mitzvahs for tzaras? One by tzaras Adam, one by tzaras Begadim, and one by tzaras of houses. He himself says you can't count all the details of tzaras as three as separately. So why does he count? And the Chinuch follows him. Why there are three separate mitzvahs for tzaras? The mitzvah that we had earlier last week, the mitzvah of today, Nigei Begadim, and the mitzvah of Ez Hashem later, Nigei Batim. So says the mitzvah Samelach, a beautiful answer. And that is Venire. Dahani Gimel Inyani Tumas Tzaras Chalukim Heim Eker Yisodinam. These three areas of tzaras. You're right. Really, if it's just details, you should count it all as one. but these three mitzvahs of Tzaraas, they're in lumdis. Conceptually, they're three totally different ideas. And he quotes from Reb Chaim. He quotes that Reb Chaim was once asked, how is it possible to build a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael? What's the problem with building a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael? If you build a mikvah in a house, most mikvahs are in houses, in Eretz Yisrael, but a house is mekabel tumah. And you're never allowed to build a mikvah in a davar on mekabel tumah. Right? So how's it mekabel tumah? It's mekabel tumah is batim. Right? Nige batim, we're going to have. So a house, we're going to talk about this soon also. A house, nige batim is only in Eretz Yisrael. So, how is it possible? Someone asked Reb Chaim that you can build a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim answers, no, you don't understand. The halacha is you're not allowed to build a mikvah in something that is mikabel tumah, that could contract tumah from something else. But a house of Tzaraas, a house of Tzaraas nige batim, that's not a type of tumah that got tumah from something else. That's a status. That's inherent tumah. For example, nevela. You have a piece of nevela. Did that get tumah from anywhere? No, it is tumah. You have a dead insect. Did that get tumah from somebody? Was that mekabel tumah? No. It wasn't mekabel tumah. It became itself. It is itself. It died. That itself is declared as tumah. That's a tumah item in the Torah. It didn't get tumah from anything. So the halacha by mikveh is only, you're not allowed to build it in a place which got tumah from something. But nige batim, that itself is an example of an avat tumah. So that's not, that doesn't override, that doesn't violate the principle of building a mikveh in something that is mekabel tumah. Nige batim is unique. Says Reb Chaim, continues. What about nige begadim? What about nige begadim? Because someone continued and asked Reb Chaim, how can you? The Gemara says, in yonet yoma, ein misachim ba'anitzei pishon. You can't use flax in order to for schach because they're mekabel tumah. Begadim. So to Masaras. So what's the difference? Reb Chaim, you said nige begadim are not mekabel tumah, and nige begadim are mekabel tumah. So says Reb Chaim, yes, because nige begadim are both. They have an element of inherent status of tumah, just like an insect, just like any avat tumah, and also the second element of being mekabel tumah. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, you see from this Reb Chaim, that in lumdis nige batim and nige begadim work different ways. And therefore, the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Nige batim, that's just a status. It's an item. It never got tummy from anything. Just like a dead body didn't get tummy from anything. It is tummy. It didn't like something, nothing touched it. Nige begadim has both elements. The fact that it's different than nige batim, that's why it's counted separately. What about nige adam? Nige adam, so suggests the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe by nige adam, it's only mekabel tumah, like in the normal way. So each three of them are different. One is mekabel tumah, like anything that's mekabel tumah, that's nigei adam. One is the total opposite, that it's just inherently tumah. It didn't get tumah from somewhere else, that's nigei batim. And nigei begadim is somewhere in the middle, it has both. So that's why, the fact in a lumdis, it works differently, that's why the Rambam can count it as three separate mitzvahs. Okay, that's one word of lumdis. Now we continue. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. The sharish, one of the messages behind this mitzvah is, Sheratzah ha-kel baruch hu b'tuvo ha-gadol li-asrenu. Kasher yasir ish b'no. Hashem wanted to give us musr, like a father gives a child musr. Eskizeh ha-inyan einenu b'teva. Even if one wants to try to explain saras on the body as some type of medical ailment, which we already said is not true. But even if you want to try to explain that, saras, spots on a beged, that's total miraculous. That's total nace. You think about how many mitzvos of the 613 only kick in when a nace occurs? How many mitzvos? This is one of them. We can think of two right now. Nige begatim and nige batim. Maybe if there's a mitzvah of Hallel also. But how many mitzvos do you require a miracle to occur in order for you to be able to do this mitzvah, do the mitzvah? Right here, this is one of them. Nige begatim, you get a spot on a beged. That's totally not natural. It's not normal. It's a nace. Ava mofes hu b'umak dosha. It's a wonder in our nation. L'man yilmadu v'yechumusar behishtanas akin l'am yichadim l'tashmisham. We will learn messages by the fact that items change appearance. Vehim begadim shel tzemer pishtin. Our clothing changes appearance. Ki boham rov tashmish b'nei adam. Why dafka those materials? Because that's what's commonly used by people. V'yashuvu mitokach midakam hara'a. And through getting the message of spots on my beged, I will go do tshuva, teram yizrach, hatzaraz gam begufam. Before it comes to my guf. As we know, Rashi already quotes, Hashem first tries to put it on my house. If that doesn't work, it gets closer. It gets to my clothing. If that doesn't work, it gets close to me itself. But we say the ultimate, that could happen, the worst that could happen right away. As we'll see soon. Where else we have that that parallel. But it's three stages. But it's all a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban on this pasuk also says the same thing. It doesn't happen. It's totally hashkacha. But when Hashem has a special relationship with us at that time of existence, in those generations, Hashem gives us messages. And this is the way that He gives us messages. If we do something wrong, Hashem first doesn't give us a patch. He just takes something away from us. He affects our house, He affects our clothing. If we don't get the message, then we obviously need more messages. But it's fascinating, a Gemara that we've mentioned before. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says, there's a machlokas about it, but at least according to one opinion, there are three things that never happened. And they're only in the Torah for Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Learn about it, they never really happened. What are they? Number one is Irani Dachas. Lo Aisav Aisav Lios. There was never a city that worshipped Avodah Zarah and was burned down. Right, that's one. Another opinion says, no, I saw one. But number one is Irani Dachas. Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph. Number two is Ben Sarah Morah. Rebellious son, so many details. The parents have to have the same voice, and he has to do it between 12 and a quarter. So many details. It never happened. George V'Kabel Schar, Ben Sarah Amore. And what's the third one? Bayis Haminuga, Lo Hayv Lo Asa Lios. A house that got saras never happened. Never happened. V'Lo Menechta George V'Kabel Schar. Those are the three, at least one opinion. So it's very interesting. Only a Bayis Haminuga. But even according to that opinion, a Beg and a Menuga occurred. Just bias a manuga. That's more miraculous and more unusual than a begad manuga. Just a ha'ara. That the Gemara here has those three cases, and the third one is bias ha'manuga, not begad ha'manuga. That bias ha'manuga is even more unusual. Either way, the Chazal put it together to say that they're both miraculous in nature. Okay, let us continue now. One other ha'ara I wanted to mention, the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar on our pasuk has another message for the Tsumas Saraas Begadim. What is the message? V'hakar v'elai, he says, Chazal didn't tell us why you get Saras on your clothes. Why you get Saras on your body? So that's Lashon Hara and related issues. So is it all Lashon Hara? So he suggests, V'hakar v'elai lomar kiyim boyim al gasis haruach. Haughtiness. Arrogance. Why? Because the arrogant ones amongst us, ki derech ha'olam lehiskabid biyoser b'malbushe kavid. We dress in a certain way. Those who hold ourselves above others, we dress in a certain way. And therefore, mida keneged mida, we have to burn, right, because fire goes up. So we take the item that you're using, that one uses for liot ge'er, and we burn it. And what do you have to do? Water. Water is the opposite. Water goes down. U'b'chol mine negayim. He says, all negayim have this, have a message. This is the message that he thinks of negayit begadim. And as we'll see soon, part of the simen of tumah is when the spot spreads. Just like a person tries to spread his influence if somebody is a balgaiva, so too, this is mida keneged mida of how we treat him. And it's the Klei Yakar who says what I just alluded to, why in the Torah, if Chazal say that first it goes to your house, then your begadim, and then your body, why in the Torah is it written in the opposite order? But because Hashem warns us first about the ultimate goal. Just like he warned Paro, before the Makkah started, I'm going to kill your firstborn. He gave him the warning for the last Makkah first, because he wanted to stop him at the beginning. So too here, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stop, so he gives us the ultimate in terms of the punishment that we'll get first in the opposite order of the order that it would naturally go in. Okay, Midini HaMitzvah. Let's talk about some of the halachas of this mitzvah of Nigei Begadim. Mashamar Zecharno Lavracha, and this is how we do the mitzvah today. We don't have this mitzvah today, so we gotta learn about it. Mashamar Zecharno Lavracha, Shein Metami Bein Negoim Ela Bigdei Tzemer Upishtim B'Lavad. Number one, as we said, only Tzemer upishtim. That's the only materials that have the halachas of Tumas Nige Begadim. Vishir Tumas and Kigris Kishir Ba'adam. And what's the size of the spot that has to be on Beged? A gris. Certain a little small area, the size of a gris, which comes up in other areas of halacha as well. Vishlosha Simani Tuma Yeshbam, there are three simanim of Tuma on your Begadim. Your rock, a very dark green. Adamdam, a very dark red. Pisayon, or a spreading of the mark. We'll see the details in a minute. And he quotes what is green, what is red, and what is spreading. And as he says, the green and the red could combine. V'din kol, doesn't matter, din yarak shepasha adum, adum shepasha yarak, it could combine for the shear. And then he talks about the different types of materials that this affects. It affects any type of clothing, any type of kalim. He says even those kalim that are not subject to tumah of a zav, which we'll get to better in Parshas Metzora, a zav's tumah only affects items that are usually sat on, mattresses, chairs, carpets, towels. But if you have a briefcase that a zav sits down on, it does not become tumah zav, medras zav. But this tumah, begadim, any beged, any type of beged is affected by this tumah. Finishing up, v'noheges bebigdei zechar menakevis, it applies to male and female's clothing. It doesn't matter. Over a level, if I don't follow the laws prescribed in the Torah, I am avatal liasei. Interesting that the Chinuch does not mention here that it is limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Menachas Chinuch points out in Os Tess that he thinks this does not only apply to Eretz Yisrael. Nearly on the second wide line, v'ladavka me'Eretz Yisrael, ela'af me'ayyara shebechutz la'aretz. Right, if you send, he's talking about the halacha of sending out a beged from cities, which will not only does a mitzvah have to go out of a city, but if the clothing that has saras, it applies to chutz la'aretz too. Even if you have, you're in chutz la'aretz, you also have to send them out of the cities of chutz la'aretz. He does say though in the next paragraph, skip four lines, that in the previous halacha by Nige Adam, the chinuf says beferish, it applies everywhere in the world. By Nige Batim, he says beferish, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. By Nige Begadib, here he doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't say if it applies only. Is it like Nige Batim or like Nige Aretz? Nige Guf. If you look at that Ramban that we started reading before, the Ramban says Beferish, Nige Begadim are only in Eretz Yisrael. Just like Nige Batim. That's the Ramban, because the Ramban said it's a function of the special Hashgacha that Hashem has in Eretz Yisrael, and in the special Hashgacha, so he wants people to get his messages in Eretz Yisrael. There's direct hashgacha there, like the Ramban writes in Achraimos, and therefore it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Minchas Chinuch says, I'll agree with him, but I think there are ramifications in Chutz La'aretz too. Meaning, if you have a beged that got saras in Eretz Yisrael, so then even if it goes to Chutz La'aretz, you have to send it out of the cities of Chutz La'aretz. That's what he suggests, but he says, okay, it might be limited to Eretz Yisrael, just as Tumas Batim, Tumas Mitzaras and Batim are also limited. That's in terms of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. A couple of other Ha'aris. Now it is number one. If you look in Minchas Chinuch Oz Beis, he talks about the exact process. What happens? A person gets a spot on his beged, and it's very green, it's very red. So what do? You show it to the Kohen closes it off. Mazgirin, fourth line of Oz Beis, Mazgirin Zabeged Shavu Echad. He puts it away for a week. Like we said, red and green could combine. If he looks at it after the first week and it has spread, boom. That's your machlo, the beged, you got to burn it. Spreading, after you put it away the first week, spreading is a simin tuma vadai, and you have to burn the shirt. You have to burn it. What happens if it didn't spread? If it didn't spread, even if it got weaker or it got darker, you wash the spot of the spot, and you wash a little bit around where it was, and there are special simanim, special mixture that you wash it with. There are seven special materials that you mix together, that you rinse off the stain, and then you put it away for another week. Umasgiro shenis. And then at the end of the second week, you see what happens. If it didn't get smaller, then it's vaday tame. Different rules than after the first week. If you didn't get smaller, so then it's tamei mochlat, and you have to burn it. If it changed, then you rip out the area of the nega, you put a patch on it, and you continue, and you're matvil, and it's tahar. But if it stayed, if it didn't change, but it didn't get smaller, then it's a simon of tumah. Anyway, those are some of the details of the halachas of tumas begadim. Oz dalid, does this apply to the begadim of a non-Jew? Says the Menachas Chinuch, no. only begadim of Jews. Beged goy ein matame bin goyim. Does not matame. V'imlocha ben goy bet amanuga. Fascinating. What happens if, only the Minchas Chinuch can note this, but the Rambam says it too, but the Minchas Chinuch is going to ask one that he himself added. What if he bought a beged that had saras from a goy? It wasn't tame when a goy had it, but if you bought it from a goy? So the Rambam says, yera betchila. You have to start the process again. Bring it to a kohen then. Even if it looked like it, you got to start the process over. But it does count. It does count. What happened then, you just have to show it to a goy now. The Minchas Chinuch, show it to a kohen. The Minchas Chinuch points out, though, this is different than the case of Nigei HaGuf. If somebody has saras when they're a goy, and then they convert, those Nigoyim can never become tame. So that's different than Begadim, but that is a ha'arad that he mentions. What about a Ger Toshav, which is a semi-Jew? I think Ger Toshav has come up a couple of times already in our mitzvah shirim. Ger Toshav, different shitas. Is it someone who just doesn't eat nevela? Is it somebody who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? There are different levels of non-Jews. The Ritva notes this in Makas and Daftes. There is a Ben Noach, there's a Ger Toshav, different level, and there's a Kusi, different categories of non-Jews, but the Minchas Chinuch assumes that none of these halachas of Saras apply to the non-Jews. Oh, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud, what happens if you own a Beged, and it's in the first week, it's Musgar, and then you sell it to a guy, and then you buy it back from a guy, does that moment in time when it was mufka from the halachas of Saras, does that change anything? That's the only Minchas Chinuch question that he asks. That's what he says in Os Yud. Feel free to look at it. Just one final ha'ara I wanted to mention, which is a great issue to bring up, and it's nowhere in Shas. The Minchas Chinuch asks it, turning over the page in Os Yud Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch. We know there's a principle called Toch Kedei Dibur in halacha. I could always retract Toch Kedei Dibur, right? In Yana Diyoma. If somebody says Hakel HaKadosh, and then within 2 seconds they're like, oh, Habel HaKadosh. It's okay. They don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But if they say Toch Kedei Dibur, it applies anywhere. And by any bracha, I say the wrong bracha and I correct myself, Toch Kedei Dibur. We always know Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. We could always retract what we say with 2 or 4 exceptions that the Gemara mentions. By Kiddushin, Gerushin, Megadef, and Avodah Zarah. By those are the only 4 we say. If you say Arei Mekudeshesli, you can't say, just joking, you're married, tough luck. You can't go back on it by Kiddushin and Gerushin, or by Megadef cursing God, or by Avodah Zarah accepting another God. The Minchas Chinuch asks in Os Yud Gimel, what do we say about the Kohen? And the Kohen declares something Tameh. Tameh, no, the Tar. Do we say he can retract in that case too? Do we say that? Or what if the opposite? What if at the end of a process he says Tar, and then, no, I didn't mean it, it's really still Tameh. Could he retract or not? He does not have an answer. He just asked that question, he's not sure what you would say. He says, probably the fact that the Gemara didn't mention it, it must be you can retract. But it's interesting because right when the Kohen says Tummy, there's a status that kicks in. And now he's trying to uproot the status, so he at least has the suffix. He has the suffix, whether you would say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, in the case of Amira Shel Kohen of Tumat Saras or Tara of Saras. Okay, so this is some of the halachas of Saras and Abeged. Baruch Hashem, we were able to complete another Parsha. Parsha's Tazria, 7 mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, next time we start Parsha's Metzora and its 11 mitzvos, a lot of halachas of Tum and Tara, some that are very lamaisa that we will get to.